Hill Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. 9:27 on this Monday morning. And a brand new month here. I guess we're in the third day already, but...
Yes, the 3rd of May. It's a wonderful day out there. It's a beautiful day. The weather's nice, although I think there's talking about some rain later on today, but we won't worry about that one until it gets there.
Exactly. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and as you said, a beautiful day out there. But of course, I mean, it's always rainy this time of year.
So. Well, it's May, yeah, but it's actually, right. It's April showers bring May flowers, if I remember my grade school correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been a while back. But so we should be getting to the May flowers before long. Actually, I noticed some flags that are up, but I think there's several of those up around, you know, that flower that, you know, they grow everywhere. They're called a flag. Mm-hmm. Or that's what I always heard them called, but they're very nice looking, very pretty.
Right.
But it's good to be here today and have a chance to say a few things and answer any questions that may be out there and talk a little bit about what's going on in Randolph County, working, of course, with the restrictions on working now with the COVID-19. Obviously, everything is a little bit a slower pace, but everything still, nevertheless, is moving forward as best we can and getting through the time that we had.
Right.
Our last meeting was May 1st, was Friday. The last three meetings we've had, if I remember correctly, and the next one for sure, maybe two, have been teleconference meetings. If you want to join them and listen in, you're more than welcome to do that. Just get the phone information from the Randolph County website, and or you can call the county clerk's office and they'll give it to you. The meeting IDs for the next one, which will be the 15th, which is Friday. I think Friday's the 15th of May, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Basically 2 weeks from last Friday the 1st. Is not, obviously, it's not set yet because they don't actually set the meeting IDs until about Wednesday, about 2 days before, because you can't schedule them out that far. But they'll have the phone number and the meeting ID, and so you can call in. Excuse me, you can call in and sit there and listen to it, and you're also welcome to say a few things, but we kind of ask, if you're not directly presenting, that you keep your phone muted so there's not so much background noise. And usually myself and county clerk is typically at the meeting room, and sometimes Mr. White has been there as well. But that's usually not too many more than that. And Dr. Keene always joins us via phone, and so do the other, you know, those individuals who have presentations to make. Mm-hmm. And it has worked fairly well. Of course, you know, being a social person like I am, social distancing is difficult for me because I'm very social and like to visit and talk and with people, but you know, you kind of miss having the different people there and visiting with them during the morning, you know, in the meeting and talking and shaking hands and that sort of thing. But that'll be put off, I guess, for a while. The governor extended the stay-at-home order. As we know, it was supposed to end to today, but it was extended through the end of May, if I'm not mistaken. I think mm-hmm. it was that. And I had some discussions with the sheriff, Shannon Wolf. Sheriff, and because he's in charge of the courthouse facilities, the building and those things, and we decided we'll keep them in place through May 15th, and then at that point in time we'll re-decide at the next meeting, and basically in 2 weeks, if they should be extended further or not. It's kind of hard to say. I didn't want to just do a blanket and say yeah, all of May, because every area, every county is a little bit different. Every circumstance is a little bit different. I know Monroe County, we're always in contact with what they're doing, and they have some limited access to the courthouse. I forget what it is, like one person per elected office, I believe it is, if I'm not mistaken, and wear a mask and a few things like that. So they're trying to be kind of open. In our case, if you have any questions for Randolph County, simply call the office you want to speak to, ask the questions. If you need something from them, let them know what it is. They will prepare it, and they can either mail it to you, or they can put it out front in the vestibule there where you come in through the security, and then you can come by and pick it up when it's ready. And then, of course, if you call them and ask, tell them what you need, and they'll give you that, well, we'll have it there in a half hour, an hour or something, so you can come by and get it. If you have something that you need filed, or something of that nature that you need to file with the county clerk's office or the circuit clerk or one of those, you're welcome to call them, let them know the situation. You drop it off at the front door, and then you come back in a period of time. Of course, they'll let you know specifically and pick up your receipts for filing or whatever. So you still have access. Business is still taking place, just at a slower pace. And you have limited access, but still the operations are going on. This week, there's always a tremendous amount of court activity that has to take place, different hearings that are required to be held. I believe they're going to try to hold 3 hearings in the morning and 3 hearings in the afternoon with limited access for those people who are directly affected, can come in and attend those hearings as needed. But there's always a certain amount of those things that have to take place on a regular basis. And so they have a system where they're working through those. I think most of what they're hearing right now is felony hearings that are necessary in such a fashion. And the circuit clerk and the judges' chambers and state's attorneys set up their own requirements, in order to participate as needed or those types of things. Mm-hmm. So those are continuing to move forward as well. And like I said, at a limited pace, we continue to move forward. The jail still has its usual occupants, and that's taking place. There are no issues there, tested positives there or anything like that. And of course, that you have limited access there anyway, so it helps to keep it down.
Right.
We have the regular aspects of, obviously, 911 is still operating, Randolph County Dispatch, and that operates out of 2 locations in Randolph County. And now, or I'm not sure exactly to the extent, but soon, as the new equipment is put in, which would probably already be at this point in time, but it has been delayed due to this. But by the end of the year, there'll be a new system in for 911 and dispatch, and it'll include both Randolph and Washington County. So if Randolph County has problems, Washington County can pick up. If Washington County has a problem or disaster, Randolph County can pick up, et cetera. So they'll be tied together in a package, so we can, one can help back up the other, I guess you would say, as well as we have an answering point here in Sparta as well.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here. We'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back, 9:41 here on The People Speak, and again talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and talking about some of the things going on with the county, how things are kind of working right at the present time. And
yes, before the break, I was talking in general just about how the courthouse is operating during this closing time, where you have limited access to it and that sort of thing. And it's going through some of the procedures. I'm going to put in a plug here, something that came up, and it's actually going to happen tomorrow. But the First Baptist Church of Chester is going to provide lunch to the courthouse employees free of charge, to the courthouse employees, jail, deputies, dispatch, et cetera, all those working. And obviously, you have to kind of cycle through, but as a gesture of generosity and kindness, you're seeing a lot of that to first-line responders and those types of workers involved in it. So, and they're just located down there near the courthouse. They're maybe, I think, 3 or 4 blocks away. And so they've decided to do that on May 6th tomorrow. So, that's going to be nice. They're going to be bringing in food from the old farmhouse restaurant cafe. That's kind of, if you work in a courthouse, it's not, it is now because everyone's shut down. But if you work at the courthouse, having lunch at the old farmhouse cafe is not that uncommon. I've been there numerous different times, and you have to break out and go somewhere because it's just 2 blocks up the street, and you can walk it off, and that helps out quite a bit. But they're going to do that tomorrow on May 6th. Is that tomorrow? or Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday. I apologize. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, but they're going to do that. And I wanted to put a plug in because I think it's a very generous gesture on their part and very kind-hearted to what they're doing to help out and everything. So that's very nice. And I think I kind of covered most of the procedures as we're going through. It has slowed down some of the operations. Obviously, the biggest thing we're in now is the tax cycle, and right now it's the tax cycle is located in the assessor's office, and that is seems to be pushing everything back, such as the border review and those types of things. However, we're going to, you know, work hard and push forward to try to get those out as soon as possible, because you probably, if you've heard me on the program before, talk about real estate taxes. I say it every time, and it's very important to mention that real estate tax is only a small portion, maybe depending on where you're at, maybe about 25% of your real estate taxes actually go to Randolph County and roads and the operation of the courthouse and sheriff's patrols and those types of things. It's only about 25% depending on where you live at. 75% round numbers, depending on where you live, goes to the school districts, local communities such as City of Sparta, whatever, local districts such as, you know, the Baldwin Fire District or something like that. Goes out to all the other different taxing districts. Only a small portion is really Randolph County. Randolph County is a collecting agent, collecting and distributing, but they're not the beneficiary thereof. And so you have to remember, in getting the real estate tax bills out, that's support for the schools mainly. And so that's important, and we need to keep that process moving forward as best we can. And we're doing that at this point in time. And other than that, things are continuing forward. A couple of items of business that took place at the last county board meeting that you'll see coming up in the newspaper. Number one, there is a piece of property that's, if you're familiar with the Randolph County Health Department, it's kind of out there near where Reed's restaurant is. Of course, that's closed now too. But the Randolph County Health Department is located in that vicinity. And there's a an individual private home that is located just to, I guess, right, it's not north-south there. I think it'd be kind of to the northeast of the facility with an old building. And there's been some, you know, boundary line issues there in the past. And so after, you know, considerable bit of time, so this is something we've been working on off and on for the last several years, we were able to reach an agreement with the individual has that property there, and Randolph County is purchasing 10 or 11 feet of property there with the understanding that the old building that's located next to it will be removed and cleaned up so we can clean up the long side of our building, the Randolph County Health Department there on the northeast side, and have obviously much better aesthetics and better access and better maintenance of the facility. Then, of course, once we finish that, then we'll be in a position then to put some new signage on the front of the building. And I think it needs a little paint and a little bit of cleanup, because nothing's really been done there in about 15 years or so. There's some basic maintenance that needs to be taken place. So with the passing of that ordinance to purchase that property, and it'll be a couple of days before everything's signed, but that'll take place. And then as the agreement goes through, by the end of the year, we should have, with a little luck, we should have all that cleaned up. Of course, with you know, distancing restrictions right now, sometimes that stuff gets a little slower than you anticipated. But that process, that's very beneficial to the health department. And along with that, the health department has additional space in that building. It's not only the Randolph County Health Department, which of course is in the middle of this pandemic right now, so they're very busy, but also located in there is the Randolph County Emergency Management that operates when there, you know, when there's needs. Typically in the past that's been flooding, but also right now it also has to do with the pandemic and the corona COVID-19 virus. So they're busy with that, and there's additional space in that building that has not been utilized for a number of years. And few months ago, Randolph County reached an agreement with the Human Service Center to use that as their Chester facility, since they share much of the same clientele and the same work. Human Service Center working with mental health issues, Randolph County Health Department working with physical health issues, disease, etc., but they all kind of fold together. So the Human Service Center hopefully it was going to be a couple months earlier, but everything has been set back. So we had to delay the action on them moving in for a couple months until the necessary changes could be made. They had to move a couple of doors inside the building and straighten up a couple of walls or something. So that process is in place. So when that's all complete, hopefully by late summer, and that will be very much of a benefit for the Randolph County Health Department, Emergency Management, Human Service Center, all a not-for-profit company, all located together, working together, which will be very beneficial for the future. So I'm happy to see that took place at the county board meeting, but those were two issues that had to take, had to be, dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the agenda, not at last meeting, but it'll be at the next meeting on May 15th. There will be a public hearing right after the meeting to discuss a possible grant with USDA for a little project on the roof. All the roof on the courthouse, if you remember, was changed about 6 years ago. But up on the very top of the rotunda, up in that area where the windows are all around, there's a little shingle portion of roof up in that area. I'm not sure exact size. I'd say 3,000 or 4,000 square foot round numbers, which wouldn't be an extremely large job, except the fact it's 75 feet in the air and you have to use large cranes to lift everything into place. But USDA has a grant out there which Randolph County may or may not take, but it requires a match of 50%. And going into the situation, I'm not sure how our budget's gonna hold up, which is a whole nother subject, because of the close downs. Obviously, unemployment affects Randolph County's budget, the loss of sales tax revenues, businesses being shut down, that's all major items to the budget. But we'll hold the public hearing to discuss the possibility. That's a step we have to take, and then see where it goes from there. They may, due to the situation, USDA may actually offer better funding so we have less match, or who knows, the program may end before we can take advantage. But at least we need to take those necessary steps so we're in position. If it does work out, we will be in position to receive that funding to that last bit of the roof. All the other heating and cooling systems have been changed, and everything else is actually in pretty good shape. The only other projects on the inside are just some basic painting we're doing. An individual comes in there and is doing some painting and cleaning, which takes a period of time, but they just do like sections and floors, work 3 or 4 days every month or so and clean in various different areas. But over a period of time, it looks very well. Mm-hmm. And that's some of the physical things that have been taking place there. Okay. I mentioned, I think, last time I mentioned last time also that we had let the contract for resurfacing the bridge down there on County Road 5.
Right.
County Road 5 at Mill Creek. And that project is now set and ready to go, weather pending, contractors in shape, mobilized, et cetera.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take our next break here, and we will come back. We're talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. We'll be right back.
Get your questions and comments in at 443-2121 or 877-443-1230. The People Speak.
And welcome back. I got about a little over a minute and a half.
Okay. Well, that should be enough time. Thank you very much. I'm going to mention just a little bit of from the Randolph County Health Department. This was the latest as of yesterday evening. So I'll read this off, that Randolph County currently has 110 active cases of COVID-19 that are being monitored. It's an increase from yesterday. It has been going up. Of those, 106 individuals remain under quarantine and are recovering at home, and 4 individuals are recovering in the hospitals. 62 individuals have been recovered and have been released to resume normal activities. And of course, as you probably heard, 2 different individuals did pass away from this. 598 individuals have been tested. So aside from that, more than 60% of those tested did not have the virus. So that was the last update as of Sunday evening. And we'll see how today goes. But that was the last update on the coronavirus. COVID-19. I had hoped to have our director of the Randolph County Health Department on, but she's tied up in other meetings right now as this is going on. And over the break, I just received a text that she was not going to be able to make the call. So, and I told her that was fine. You have to keep pushing forward. And
a little busy at this time.
all hands on deck right now with this going on. There's a tremendous amount of administrative activities and that have to be dealt with, and issues that have to be taken care of involved in this. So I applaud them all and want to congratulate them all, and or not congratulate is good. I guess the word is thank. Bad word. I want to thank them all for all they've done. Publicly thank them for all the help they've given and the work they've done during this process. It's been a very difficult time.
Right. A lot more than what...
A lot more than what anyone would have believed. Who would have thought this 3 months ago?
All right. Well, Commissioner Holder, thanks for being with us.
That's quite all right. Thank you very much for having me. And everyone have a wonderful day today.
All right. And you too. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.